This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Leo Micklem, KCBS foodie chap with H. Ellman. Elixir, one of the oldest bars in the city of San Francisco. H., welcome home.
Thanks. Good to be back.
This is odd to say welcome home to you because you're such a fixture in the bar scene here, the hospitality scene here in San Francisco. Hello, friends. See, people are happy to see you. But you made a big move with the family recently. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we packed up, moved out to Boise, Idaho. And
what?
We joined the parade of people going to Idaho. But it's great. You know, I'm still holding on to Elixir, and I'm like, you know, don't. Like I've always said, I never plan to get rid of it. I hope I can hand it down to my daughter.
Yeah.
But I'll be back probably once a month.
Good.
You know.
It was an hour and a half flight? Easy,
yeah,
right?
It's easy. Like an hour 15 even.
And we're going to get into some good stuff in just a moment and talk about what we're drinking. But paint a picture for me. Boise, what kind of town is it?
It's a cool little city, comparable, I'd say, to Sacramento in size, but... Because it's got a really good little downtown, but I live in a neighborhood called the North End, which I can literally walk into downtown, but I'm also two blocks from the foothills. I go hiking. Oh. I've got a ski resort 16 miles from my front door, a river that runs through town. So it's
well,
a
look
little,
at you.
It's a real outdoorsy atmosphere, yeah. And that's really one of the biggest attractions for us.
And listen, I know you did not go to Boise, Idaho for the bar scene, but what is the bar scene, the nightlife scene like there? What's it all about?
It's, you know, they say it's emerging. Quite frankly, I haven't really gotten a chance to get out and see much of it yet. But I have connected with some people there. I've met some restaurateurs that, you know, I go there and all my friends are like, oh, you got to meet so-and-so. So yeah. I've made some connections and met some people and look forward to exploring it some more. But I've only been there a few months, so yeah. It's...
Well, listen, you'll always be part of this city. Yeah. Friends, Elixir, Guerrero and 16th. The Mission in San Francisco. I always begin by asking, I should have done already, H, what are we drinking?
Well, we're sipping on some sangria, so my house sangria, which is on tap, and it's a blend of some good Spanish red table wine, a little bit of my cocktail mixer, Fresh Victor, with our cactus pear and pomegranate product, a little bit of Laird's Apple Jack, and some a touch of Cointreau.
Cointreau, love that. It's November, and it feels like summer.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's such a nice day.
Yeah. What's the temperature in Boise today?
You know, I don't know. I know it was cold and rainy. It's been raining a lot, but...
Well, listen, sangria at Elixir, it's perfect for an Indian summer day in San Francisco.
Yeah, totally. You know, and of course, as any day is here, I've got a side glass of whiskey. Yeah. So I always have, you know, God give you two hands for a reason, so... Yeah. One of them is to hold a whiskey.
We're both the co-presidents of the Double Fisters Club.
Yeah.
Be careful just what you say when you use that term in this town. Yeah. There's something special in this glass. Tell us about it, H.
This is our latest private barrel of bourbon that just came in. We're launching it today. We're here at our 18-year anniversary party. And this barrel is a Weller full-proof bourbon that... Took me quite a while to get, mostly because the pandemic. We chose it before the pandemic, and then it didn't come in. And we chose it in 2019. We had them in 2020. I had to have them change the design of the sticker to say 2020. Yeah. So the sticker says 2020, but we just got it, and it's near the end of 21. So
well, literally, happy birthday! You're looking good for 18, and Sláinte.
Sláinte.
Here we go, friends.
And as the name says, this is full proof. It's 114 proof. And so I got these little, you know, we call these whiskey waters. They're just little bottles of droppers. So you can put a little bit of water into your whiskey to bring down that proof a little bit, let the aromatics open up. This is a very sought after whiskey these days because it's the exact same mash bill as the famous Pappy Van Winkle.
So it's the same journey, just the timeline. You take it out of the barrel a little sooner, right?
Yeah, and you know, they say it's either both different ages and also different rickhouses or parts of the rickhouse where they'll pull the barrels from. But Weller, all the Weller products, all the same distillery and production in place as Pappy Van Winkle. So,
I tell you what, I do not have a hairy chest, but I do now after drinking a little bit of that.
But it'll bounce in your step too.
So, and to have a private barrel, what does that mean exactly for the uninitiated? If you say, hey, we'd like to try a little taste from our private barrel, what are you offering up?
Something unique, because every barrel of whiskey, when it ages, if you fill two barrels of whiskey side by side on the same day, same distillation run, and let them age side by side for 10 years, they're going to taste a little different when you pull them from those barrels. So there's something, part of the magic of barrel aging of the spirit. When these companies make a Weller full proof, you go to the liquor store and buy it off the shelf, it should taste the same, yeah, whether you bought it here or New Jersey, yeah, or Singapore. But when you get a single barrel, it's the unique character. So generally when bars and restaurants or stores even select single barrels, they're generally given a selection of single barrels to choose from.
Yeah.
And so you get known, as we are a known whiskey bar, you get known for your ability to choose good barrels.
Sure.
And so people seek out these single barrels, as you know, people know that me and my team and our palates have decided that this is a really exceptional barrel. So then we essentially commit to buying the entire barrel, which is, these are 53-gallon barrels, which usually yield somewhere between 20 and 25 six-packs of bottles. So it's a big financial commitment for us to buy that, but it gives us something very unique and adds that little bit of character to our whiskey program.
And 18th anniversary, this is the perfect thing to be drinking. So folks come and they want to celebrate you, they can order a little bit of this in-house, right?
Yeah, and it just adds to our collection of single barrels that we've had, which we had to sell off a good majority of them during the pandemic because California, they allowed us to act like a liquor store, and so we can now sell barrels. So with that said, we sold off most of the old stuff, but this is the first of a series of barrels. We've got more barrels coming in. We just, Nick Madden, my lead bartender, and I just went to Kentucky, and it was a phenomenal time. We were there for a good week, and we toured a lot of distilleries, and we picked a few more private barrels that should be rolling in here in the next couple months.
You know, and I'm sure for you to watch the process, to actually visit with those behind the whiskey you're making, it's got to give you some reverence as you take a sip. You know what it took. You know the love, the passion, and the talent it took to deliver this in the barrel and to the glass.
Yeah, and I think what's cool is, you know, there's a big, everybody knows about artisanal spirits or American craft distillation. But some of these bigger companies that are making this, these are some of the finest whiskeys in the world. And though they're big companies, they still craft this. This is still stuff that's made on a very artisanal level with a lot of attention to detail.
Well, listen, we love that we have this opportunity to enjoy it. H, what else are you doing to celebrate 18 years? And two-part question. When you go back to that first day when you put the key in the door and began this journey, did you have a vision? Did you imagine if you'd even get to 18 years and what the bar would look like 18 years on?
It's funny, I didn't. When I opened in 2003, it was post.com. I had lost my job, like a lot of other people. And I had, I have an MBA, so I had a post-MBA job and MBA debt. But I've also been in the bar and restaurant business my whole life. And so I decided I wanted to open a bar to kind of insulate myself from any economic ups and downs. Because I figured, everybody was unemployed, but Starbucks and all the bars were packed. And so I was like, all right, time to open a bar. And I thought at the time, I'll get it open, I'll get put a good team in place to run it, and then I'll go back and get a job that pays my debt.
and
then mixology happened.
Right.
You know, about 2 years later, I was like, I'm not making the money that I thought I would.
Yeah.
So I took some chances and started making all fresh juices and making unique cocktails, and that's when I started getting press, and that's when the whole cocktail thing kind of took off, and I got in the front of it, and yeah. I'm glad you did. I didn't expect that, you know. I expected to go back to a corporate job, and so I never really had a vision for this. It wasn't until several years later that I had a vision for holding on to this for a long time, because it took me those first several years of doing a lot of the history research.
Yeah.
Because I'm the 12th proprietor since 1858.
Which is just wild. And you know that history.
Yeah. And I didn't at the time. I knew this was an old bar, but I didn't know all of the history. And Jim Jarvis, who was a friend and historian who did all the history research, unfortunately recently passed away. And he helped me do all this. And he's helped a lot of the saloon keepers in town to with their histories. And that... You know, I was fascinated by it. I'm a history dork, so yeah.
The stories are important. I know every time I do an interview with you, I always go back and we reminisce a little bit. But some of my dear friends, eight years ago, they brought their father here. My friend John LaCrone brought his dad Hayward here for his 85th birthday. And he grew up above the Elixir Bar right here at 16th and Guerrero. And he was able to come in here and tell you stories about when he was a little boy, going back, well, 85 years back, I mean, or, you know, 80 years back. And he would tug on his dad's coat and tell him dinner was ready upstairs. And he had a moment when Hayward walked into the bar. It took him back, and he went back to being a five-year-old boy all over again. It was a cool moment to observe.
Yeah, I remember him talking about soldiers during the war coming in, sitting at the bar.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm always looking for people that have stories or connections to the bar to share with me. You know, I don't get that many, and even when I meet like old San Franciscans, they'd be like, "Oh, I've lived in the Mission all my life." I'm like, "Oh, did you ever go to my bar? Were you there when it was Swedes, or did you go there when it was the Hunt Inn Club, or even it was La Bandita? It was a gay Latino bar in the late '80s. Like, I mean, it's been so many different things."
Yeah.
And they don't have that many stories, but yeah. I know, you know, I've found some photos and you know, dug up the business registries and everything. So we know like the chain of events and names and all that, but I'm the first owner to actually take all of that information and make it the concept of the bar that says this is a historic bar, return the Victoriana to it, and then highlight all of that history. So my goal is that hopefully going forward, even if I have to sell, it's always Elixir. Sure. It never changes names again. It never changes concepts. It's always a nod to the history of saloons in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, it's so important. And you get a sense of just walking into the place, you get a sense of the history. Obviously, you know, you're making modern cocktails, but there's an old school vibe the minute you walk in. I feel always I'm being transported to a different time.
It's funny. I'm from New Jersey, and so I get a lot of East Coasters come in, and they're always like, "Reminds me of an East Coast bar." I'm like, "Well, it's Victorian. It's actually English.
Yeah,
it arrived on the East Coast, and it made its way all the way across, and this is the dead end."
Yeah. Boom. Let's talk Fresh Victor.
Yes, please. Fresh Victor is my fresh cocktail mixer product that we're growing around the country. We've got seven different flavors of cold press juice with organic sweeteners and water.
Yeah.
That make, you know, we have two basic sours, a lemon sour and Mexican lime and agave. For those two, lime and lemon sours are at the core of most juicy drinks.
And you have a jalapeno too, right?
Yeah, we have like five unique blends that make really good drinks. There's jalapeno lime, cucumber lime, three citrus and mint, cactus pear and pomegranate, and pineapple and ginger root.
I'm a fan.
I know.
Outside the Bay Area, where are they hottest?
We are... what'd you ask? Where they're made?
Oh no, sorry. In terms of the market and where people are enjoying them, well, are they just Bay Area? Or they go beyond the Bay, right?
It's we have you can buy direct to consumer through our website, freshvictor.com. We ship to 48 states in 2 days. It comes in a, you know, insulated cooler pack with ice packs and stuff.
I've been on the receiving end of those packs. Thank you.
And we're also on WilliamSonoma.com and in a number of different combinations. And they actually sell our 64-ounce bottle, which we make for bars and restaurants. So my big part of my job is getting bars and restaurants to use our products in their cocktails, because we make their cocktail programs. We usually up the quality of their cocktail programs, make things work and cost efficient for them. And especially now when everybody's got labor issues and such.
I know, and seriously, I mean, you brought me to the next question, H. You know, everyone I've been talking to has been remarking on the one challenge, labor. big problem, not just here, everywhere.
Yeah, totally. I'm very fortunate with Elixir in that I've got people that have been with me for over a decade, and we've had some turnover, and we've got some great new people, and I've always been very proud of being able to train people in the business and then have them go on to greater success. So recently, some of my more senior people that were really solid, they went on and took on management positions in other bars, which was hard for me because then we had to replace them. But at the same time, I'm really proud of them, and I've seen it happen over and over again. And so we're okay for the events side of the business. It's hard to get people to do events. And then with Fresh Victor, we started as a dispersed team working on laptops. So the pandemic didn't change anything in that way. Okay. And we're still a very small company. So it's not really hitting us on that level.
And while I have you, because you're here and you're home, I know you do a lot of virtual classes. The holidays are coming up. And I think it's a really cool gift if someone wants to have H zooming into your home, get some friends, the family together, make some holiday cocktails. How does that work, and how do people go about booking you for something like that?
Well, we run that under the logo of, or the band name of Elixir to Go. So if you go to elixirtogo.com, ELIXIRTOGO.com, we have a Plan My Event page on there. You can enter your info in there, it sends it to us, and that's where we book all these private events.
Yeah.
We also do the classes here once a month in the bar, mm-hmm. on a less expensive basis, so we can offer it to individuals who want to take. So if you go to elixirsf.eventbrite.com, you'll see where our ticketed events are. And so once a month we're offering a virtual one and an in-person one.
Awesome. We'll put all the links up, friends, so you can log on. And of course, finally, H, I know you love the holidays. Cocktails for the holidays, be it Thanksgiving or for Christmas, you do a pretty wicked eggnog. What else is on the offer here for the holidays in terms of libations?
We have one of our signature winter cocktails is called the Kentucky Pilgrim, which is I take Wild Turkey 101 and infuse it with cinnamon, cardamom, and dried cranberries.
Yes, please.
And then we mix that into basically a whiskey sour with a touch of Luxardo Maraschino. And we serve that either hot or cold. So it has all those it's Wild Turkey, first of all. It's turkey bourbon. It's just, imagery is everything. And then it's got cranberry and cinnamon, which obviously the cardamom's a little bit of a twist, but gives you all that warm baking spice and such, and a whiskey sour that can be drunk either hot like a toddy or cold like a sour. Yeah. And it's been a huge hit for years here. So that's one of our big holiday drinks. But of course, the eggnog is huge, and we do Tom and Jerry's and hot buttered rums, and we get the whole bar feeling really festive.
Well, sign me up for it all. Last word, you tell our friends they want to celebrate 18 years of Elixir. What's going on, and how can they come and be part of the party?
Well, today we've got from 4 to 6, we're doing this barrel release party for the Weller. Yep. We've got somebody from the company coming here to pour tastes of the different Weller whiskeys, and we're doing some specials, and we're actually doing a charity fundraiser. So since we can sell the bottles, we're doing a raffle for $5, a raffle ticket, and we're raising money for the Helen David Relief Fund, which is
nice.
Through the USBG, the United States Bartenders Guild. It's a fund that helps bartenders fighting breast cancer.
Okay. So tickets are $5, and then what's the potential prize?
The opportunity to buy a barrel,
or
to buy bottles. Yeah. So these are sought-after bottles, and I didn't want to just have a rush and sell them. I thought a way to make it fair, to give people a chance to buy the bottles and do some good and raise some money for it.
Yeah.
So we're doing it at 5:30. We're gonna raffle off the chance to do 24 bottles, and we're going to do it again at 9.
All right. I'll be giving you some green. Sign me up for that.
Then we've got live music from 6 to 8 outside here with some good mission-based bands. And
on a beautiful Indian summer day.
And what else in the mission but a taco bar?
I love it. All happening here. H, thank you so much for your time, my friend. If I don't see you before the holidays, happy holidays to you. I'll let you have the last word.
Well, thanks. It's always great to see you and hang out. And I love that we still do this after all these years.
Yeah. No, right? We'll be old farts. Yeah. It's your 50th anniversary of a lecture.
We'll be older than the bar one day. You know that.
Yeah, totally.
Well, no, we'll never be older than the bar. It's always going to be ahead of us. Love the family, H. And yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, we're open 7 days a week on varying schedules. Closing a little early on Mondays, but we are back 7 days a week. And our parklets are going well outside, and we've got all the virtual business and the catering business, and everything's picking up. So anywhere anybody can help, buy some fresh Victor. It's at Whole Foods in Northern California, Molly Stone's, Epicurean Trader, a number of places. So,
well, I'm here for two reasons today. One, to talk to my buddy H. And two, I got to pick up some fresh Victor for my partner Rick.
Oh, yeah, it's still here too. I forgot. I should mention that.
Doing the hustle. Cheers, my friend.
Great to see you.
You too, buddy. Cheers. Friends, more on H's story, more on Elixir. Come celebrate their 18th birthday, 18 incredible years at the corner of 16th and Guerrero in San Francisco's Mission. I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.